Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Just because the weather is getting colder, that doesn't mean you have to stop cycling. Whether you're facing the cold or inside on a stationary bike, cycling is an effective cardiovascular workout for any time of year.
And if you are one of the people that would rather stay inside, most gyms and fitness centers offer cycling or spinning class. Hubie Krawcheck is a local spinning instructor, and for this month's Fit for You, he explains to Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski what exactly spinning is and what drew him to instructing it.
All right, you guys ready to go? Let's warm this thing up. Take it up to about 105 RPMs. Look at that gearbox. I want you to keep an eye on your gearbox today.
Well, spinning's an indoor workout, and they also call it cycle at some places, but spinning has been around since like 1998, I believe it first started. And being a cyclist and in the fitness industry, I just thought it was a perfect fit for me. So I immediately jumped on it and became a cycling instructor, and I've been teaching classes since that time, so 1998 till the present.
So we know that spinning takes biking and keeps it in a room, stationary on a bike. So for anyone who hasn't yet taken a spin class, what can they expect?
Well, what's great about spin is anybody can come in and take the class no matter what level you're at. A lot of people will mention how intimidating it looks, but there's a big difference between doing it, seeing it, and coming in and first breaking your way into getting a good workout in. So to come in and work out, the instructor is definitely usually good, and to be able to help you and to come on in and get the workout. So it's one of those things on the intimidation basis where anybody can take the class, and you shouldn't feel in any fear about coming in to try it and work at your own level. And that's what's really key about it, is you can work at a level that's good for you. So it's not always like some super hammering hardcore workout, but you work at a level that's good for you.
What makes a spin class unique compared to other group class structures?
Being 45 minutes, you know, in most group fitness classes, all of them are unique. All of them focus on different things. So like strength and conditioning classes, obviously that's more calorie burning and muscle groups compared to cycling, where you got to find your focus and it's on the bike and you work as hard as you want and you want to turn and burn that thing, you can. So it's good camaraderie as a group. You definitely get great cardiovascular and a great aerobic workout. So if you're looking to burn calories just through that, that's great. But I would recommend doing a strength and conditioning class post-ride. But aerobically, for sure, that's the one you want to do.
You mentioned you can adjust what level is right for your body. So in what ways can you do that in a spin class?
Well, what happens is we simulate an outdoor ride for an indoor workout, basically. So what we can do is, in order to increase your heart rate or your workload, you can add resistance to it. We have consoles on the bikes that you can determine what your watts are, which is basically your power output, and any particular moves that we do. If we do singles, or if we do a five up, five down, if we do an interval for 60 seconds. So there's a variety of ways to increase your heart rate and your workload, which is best for you. But with the console, that's the best part of having that, is you have something in front of you that guides you through it.
You mentioned there's one up, one down interval training. So are you not just seated in the saddle for the whole time? Does the class alternate in that way?
Yeah, for sure. So we try to get a variety of things in, so you're not just seated all the time, because that can get uncomfortable at some points. But one of the things that's really important is when you do come in to spin, make sure you do a little homework and get a pair of cycling shorts, because it makes it a lot easier on you, for sure.
Yeah.
So we do vary it up and down and for certain amounts. And all instructors are different and have their own style and formats.
And how does spinning benefit the body physically? Does it go beyond your legs?
Well, I always, when I teach, it's really important to stress to your students that you have to engage your core a lot. And I do use my upper body a lot for when we get into big climbing or if we're into some big gears. So I try to stress using your whole body. Obviously, most of it is your lower body, but your core strength is the most important, because everything starts from your center. Your center strength is important. So it's not just your legs. I believe you can get a much more body workout. But like I said, depending on the instructor, I mean, you have to work through that and guide your people through that.
On average, how many calories are burned and how many miles can you pedal in one space in one session? How long is an average spin class?
Anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Most you can burn anywhere from 400 to 600 calories. Another thing, depending on what kind of mileage you do, depends on your rate of cadence, which is your turnover on the bike. Some people might go further than others, and then your resistance makes a difference too. So if you're spinning a lot faster with a lighter gear, you're obviously going to go a little further because it counts the cadence. That's how that works. But you can get a good 15 miles in for sure. Anywhere from 12 to 18 miles, I would say, for a 45-minute class.
What would you say is the main difference between riding in a spin class environment versus going out on your bike on the road for a structured exercise?
The spin is great for the fact that you can do what you need to do and get done in a short amount of time. I mean, it's all the flywheels on all the spin bikes are constant. So that's just a friendly reminder that it's not like a bike where you can stop pedaling. The flywheel continues to crank. So you have to keep up or, you know, there's maybe slow down, but you can get a much more efficient workout in a shorter amount of time considering our lives are so busy with everything. So that's what's great about the indoor. But the outdoor, you don't get the aesthetics around it. You know, when you ride, you get fresh air, there's sun, there's wind. There's a number of different variable factors when you ride outside. In Milwaukee now, they've just done a great job, I think, with their trail systems. There's plenty of great trails to ride outside and absorb that green, so to speak, when it comes to that. So the difference there is a lot more balance, too, when you're riding outside. I mean, balance is really key and critical for riding your bike. And there's other factors also with safety. You know, if you're on the road, cars. So I know a lot of people who train and race where they just train indoor all year and then they just race when they race. So that's one of those key factors, especially today with everybody's distractions driving.
Absolutely. And I suppose with the weather too, to be able to go to a spin class versus waiting for the elements to determine whether you can get out on your bike or not.
Yeah, yeah, totally for sure. And that's what's great about it, to be able to have that option. And when clubs offer that to their members, it's just a great addition to their other classes. And it's just a great, great workout.
Would you say spinning is a good exercise to do if you're worried about impact on your joints, on your legs, if you have an injury? Is this better for your body, a little more forgiving compared to running or any other type of cardio exercise that's typical?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what's nice about it is you're stationary and you can work it where you need to. I have a number of clients who'd come into class and say, I'm working a foot injury and I can't really stand on the bike. I still need to get my cardio in. So you just kind of play that by ear. So stay seated, work what's good for you, what's comfortable. As far as joints and hips, being stationary, you're not really going to get hurt. I mean, I've never had any issues or any problems, but a lot of it has to do with where you're set up on the bike, making sure you have the proper settings, and being a beginner, if you've never taken a class, get there 5-10 minutes ahead of time before class and mention to the instructor it's your first time so they can set you up into the proper settings, because that's really, really critical. So every time you come in, you'll know exactly what your settings are, and it makes it real easy, so you're not like, well, what was my number? I can't remember my seat height. But that's what the instructors are there for, to help you with that.
Spinning has evolved from a stationary one-hour class to class that's now incorporate a light show, music, choreography. I've seen dance moves incorporated into spinning. What are your thoughts on this? And have you ever tried any of these new variations that have come in, I'd say, the past few years?
It's really been pretty interesting how it's evolved since I first started, because now there's things where you can go by the flow of the music, kind of more like on a rhythm, like a rhythm ride. I've been to those. A little different than a regular ride, but I mean, it works different muscle groups in different ways. I've seen classes where they use like hand weights, where they do like upper body movements with weights to get more of a workout in, more of a complete workout. But that's kind of, you know, the wave of the future. And a lot of people don't necessarily even own bikes. They just love the workout and they love to get in and get out and have something new instead of your standard interval class where it's 3 minutes on and a minute off and you're really cranking it out. But people like variety, I've found, and it's been successful.
With instructing, what has your formula developed into? How important is music to you, and how important is the variety of workouts that you incorporate into 45 minutes?
Well, what's tricky about teaching classes, you have to know your group, and it's important to know what kind of variety you have to bring in as far as music, and are you on top of your music? Let's say if you like old rock, well, that's you. You have to be able to, you know, go to your audience and say, this is what they like. This is, and ask. I always do that, and any feedback, I always appreciate that. But I'm always searching music. I look for good beats. I like big variety. I like to add to it because that's what makes your class. And your students know that you do that, and they appreciate that. One of the things on teaching styles is everybody has their own style. And some people might like it. Some people might not like it. Some might say it's too hard. Some might say it's too easy. So you have to find out where that happy medium is in order to drive and motivate your class. A lot of people come to my class because for some reason they like the energy that I bring, and I just totally believe in it, and I love to give it everything I got every time I teach because that's the way I kind of, my leadership style is, and I think people really like that. Some folks don't even really believe that it's the music that they come to. They come there because it's the energy that I bring to the class. So there's a number of different varieties that, you know, happen when it comes to just teaching a class where everybody can relate to it music-wise or beat-wise or format-wise especially.
If you ran into someone at the gym, on the street, whoever, who's looking inside your class but isn't quite over that threshold, what would you say to them to encourage them and to get them to try it?
Well, I would invite them in and I would give them the whole nine yards about, hey, anybody can do this, and I would set them up on the bike, whatever it would take to say, just come and join me. And one of the things, I've been in this industry for a number of years, and you have to be warm and welcoming and inviting, and I think people can get over that threshold if you do that. It's a lot easier if you make a connection with somebody and say, hey, let me help you, and I can show you, and we'll have fun doing it, because that's what fitness is. It's supposed to be fun. That's the philosophy I have. So, I mean, people should come in and give it a try. I mean, it's tough, but I'm always there for folks that way, and it works out really well for me.
Can line it up, pick it up, let's go.
What's your favorite aspect about teaching?
I absolutely love all my clients and students. I mean, you guys are the greatest. You're the ones that motivate me. You're the ones that drive me to teach my class the way I do. And that's what I just absolutely love. It. I've been teaching for so many years, but it's the group and it's the connection that we make and the community that we create when we get together at 11:30 on a lunch, you know, hour or something like that. I mean, that's commitment from folks to come in there and do that. And I really respect that and appreciate it. So that's what drives me every time I teach.
Well, Huyibi, I'd like to thank you for coming in to talk about spinning, and I'm sure I'll join you on the saddle soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Look forward to it, and thanks for having me.
Great working. Let's cool it down. Huyibi Krawczyk is a spinning class instructor in Milwaukee. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and you can find out more and listen to previous Fit for You segments at WUWM.com.